Branko Miletic, and thanks for listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. You can catch up with news, projects, interviews, and much more at architectureanddesign.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our newsletters and magazine.
Welcome to Talking Architecture and Design, and today we have a very special guest in the form of Richard Harrison, the National Business and Development and Special Projects Manager at ALSPEC, an Australian-owned forward-thinking company that equips architects, fabricators, builders and renovators with a comprehensive range of aluminium systems and products for commercial, residential, home improvement and wider industrial applications. Welcome to Talking Architecture and Design, Richard Harrison. How are you?
I'm very well, Branko. Thanks for having me, mate.
Quite all right. So tell me a little bit about you. So if you, apparently you've been at ALSPEC for about 22 years. Tell me a bit about yourself and how you ended up over at ALSPEC.
Yeah, well, I joined ALSPEC back in 1998 as an area manager. So typically a territory manager on the road. And that was back in South Australia. That's where I'm originally was born and bred. And I started with the company then, and they were a very up-and-coming company. I knew a little bit about them because as a young guy, I worked in a fabrication company called Southern Screens, and we used to basically use ALSPEC as a second-tier supplier. So, I just found them to be an extraordinarily professional company.
Okay, so what's your background, technically speaking, well?
Yeah, well, like I said, I joined them in 98 as an area manager, and I suppose I spent my first sort of 7 years as an area manager, then went on to open up an operation in Darwin and become the branch manager in Darwin, where I was a branch manager there and ran the operation. We had a small team there of six or seven guys there, staff members, and then from there I moved back to South Australia, where I actually become the branch manager of the Adelaide operation for a further sort of eight to nine years, basically, Branko. And from there, I found myself moving to the beautiful Sunshine State of Queensland, and found myself also running the Brisbane operation here at ALSPEC for a couple of years before I moved on and become the National Sales and Marketing Manager for a short period of time.
So you've almost done a 180, haven't you? You went from South Australia to Darwin and now to Queensland. You're just missing New South Wales and Victoria, and there's a complete circle, isn't there? So can I ask, tell me about ALSPEC, its history, how did the company evolve, what does it do? Because I mean, I've been on your website obviously a number of times, but let the listeners know exactly what is ALSPEC.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a bit of a history, I think, Branko, of ALSPEC and where we started from and who we are today. You know, basically, we started back in 1974 by a co-founder, Mike Millard. And I love this story. It's something that I'm pretty passionate about talking about. But Michael started in the back of a shed in the western suburbs of Sydney, and he was manufacturing some telescopic pull handles. And I think if you know what they are, they're the ones that you literally screw inside and outside, and you tighten them up, and you vacuum your swimming pools with them today.
Oh, okay.
So that's how the business sort of started, and he was manufacturing those in the back of his shed, and he sort of thought, you know, I could make a living out of this. And Michael was a pretty forthcoming type of guy. He wasn't shy at all, and he thought, you know, he was making for a couple of local small pool companies, and then he decided that he'd go and tackle the big one, and he walked straight into to Clark Rubber, which I believe was Clark Pools back in the day. And
yep, back in the day.
And said, yeah, that... you know, Abbott, I'd really like to pick up your business, and one thing led to another, and Michael found himself with the business to look after Clark Rubber, and that obviously was a significant increase in volume of pull handle. So he thought, well, I better get my skates on here and go and hire a few mates, and he got a few mates involved in the business in the back of the shed, and that was the history. And then from there, obviously, things grew and the business grew, and he thought, well, I might just dabble into a bit of home improvements and typical geometric shapes type of product, and, you know, flat tube and flat sheet and tread plate and selling that. And then he thought, well, this shed's not big enough for all of us. So he said, so they opened up their first branch in Sydney in a place called Toongabbie. And they had a small shed operating in there, and yeah, obviously things grew from there, Branko, and the business now, obviously the next branch was Newcastle, and then off to Brisbane and Melbourne and Adelaide and Perth, and we also find ourselves now in Darwin, Cairns, Townsville and Bundaberg.
I think from what I've seen from your website, you've gone way past pill handles. You do a lot in obviously the commercial space and windows and whatnot. Can I ask, you know, you're an Australian company, okay? And since this pandemic, we've heard a lot about competition from overseas, standards, quality, etc. How does Alspec, you know, I guess the word is battle, you know, the global influx of products that we've seen over the years, especially in something like aluminium?
Yeah, it's a good question, Branko. I mean, it's something that in my time at Alspec, what I've seen is it's certainly been a massive challenge for us. What we've seen, particularly in the Victorian markets, and is that where, you know, a lot of offshore pressure around supplying high-rise apartments and aged care facilities. A lot of these builders were going literally, you know, possibly going direct to China for these products. And we were finding ourselves, or our fabricators, which are our customers, were finding that they just couldn't compete. So I suppose, you know, that's been going on for quite some time now. And I think as a company, what we decided is that we needed to sort of, you know, be that one-stop shop, Branko, where we offered the complete package. So what that did for us was that, you know, and for our customers, was to not only offer the extrusion, but offer, you know, the hardware to go with that extrusion. So we brought that into our range, and then, you know, we've also invested heavily as a company into the R&D testing sort of facility, which we've got here in Queensland. And we invested, you know, we have 10 to 12 fully trained, you know, specification managers around the country who are dealing directly with architects, and where we're able to get Alspec, you know, systems specified into the market. We also then went one step further with this. We introduced Alspec AIQ, which is basically a Alspec Intelligent Quoting. It's an estimation software solution for our customers, where they can punch in numerous numbers, and they can basically visualize and see what they want to build. It's this estimation software package, and what that actually does ultimately is spits out a schedule to the warehouse where they can do cutting sheets out the back of the factory. It sends out quotes to customers. It sends off purchase orders to us as a company as well. So, you know, we basically had to, you know, to stop all the imports, to stop the pressure and the competition, we had to become that one-stop shop that offered a full solution to our customers, not just a standard extrusion or a standard box of hardware. We needed to package up the whole deal for our customers.
Okay, well, that's actually interesting, because it's when I look at your product range, you do a lot of things, obviously, with, you know, with windows and framing and whatnot, but you also do aluminium facades. Now, that's been in the news the past few years. Does it help that the fact that you are local, that you are, you know, that you know the market and you have expertise here on the ground for things that have now become obviously quite important and critical, like aluminium facades and obviously the security screens and other sort of, you know, commercial framing things? Is it better that the fact that you're local rather than you know, your head office somewhere in some other country?
Well, 100%. I certainly agree with that. Being local, being Australian, you know, made product, and certainly from our point of view, the most important thing is that we offer a lot of our systems, you know, to the Australian standards. And you know, we inside our test facilities, we have, you know, Australian standard for our security door products. We have you know, Australian standards for all of our commercial systems and framings, and so everything we offer is backed up by a guarantee that it's going to be suitable for that project. And that's a peace of mind for not just for the end user, but it's certainly some comfort to our architects, some comfort to the builders, that they're going to, you know, be able to get a system that is fully fabricated with hardware, that they, when they want to install that into a high-rise 20-story apartment, or it's into an aged care facility, or it's into a high-end residential home, the peace of mind and knowing that it's been manufactured and it's been tested to Australian standards, it speaks volumes.
It does, really, doesn't it? I mean, in an odd way, I mean, this pandemic has had a little bit of a, I guess, a little bit of a bonus for you know, products that conform to Australian standards, or products that are, you know, made to our standards. Because at the end of the day, you know, like I think the bottom line isn't that so much important if we're talking about quality and safety anymore. I mean, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at, you know, what the, you know, obviously the pandemic we've all been facing, but it's given time for the end consumer to sit back and take a breath and look at their homes. And if you look at the home improvement sector around the country, it's going enormous. It's never been stronger, and people are investing in those new security doors in their home. They're thinking about a bit of security. They're thinking about putting some new blinds in or some new windows. They're thinking about, you know, the old windows that I used to have, should I put double glazing in them? Should I have a firmly broken system? I want to really, you know, insulate my house to keep the warmth in during the winters. I want to, you know, keep the heat out in summertime. I think we're educating, and they're educating themselves around this. And I think this has been whilst it hasn't been great for everyone, it's certainly been fantastic for companies like Alspec and other people in the home improvement sector as part of our business. It's been a blessing.
Sustainability is also an ongoing theme with the industry in general, I guess, but certainly with Alspec. So can you tell me some ways that the company has changed the way it does things and in order to promote or increase sustainability at its business?
Yeah. I mean, Frank, over my time and my journey at Alspec, I've seen Alspec at the forefront of this. It's something that we, you know, going back 20 years ago, we used to go out the back of your warehouses and you'd see one or two very large bins, and inside those bins you'd have your wood, your timber, you'd have your extrusion hanging out there, and you'd have your plastics hanging out there and your rubbish all out there. And, you know, that's something that I think a lot of companies around Australia have obviously improved on. And certainly for our, you know, we've introduced recycling and separation of waste, I suppose you can call that. And certainly that's been, at all of our branches around the country, you know, we have literally completely separate bins for everything in the warehouse, from plastics to extrusion to timber to any rubbish. They're all separate now, and that's a very, you know, important part for of our journey. But also, you know, Alspec, I know around the country we've upgraded all our, you know, what we call power factor correction. That's where we, you know, have put LED lighting into our warehouses across the business. And okay, you know, for a company of our size nationally to put LED lighting through our whole warehousing, through the whole company, is a significant cost. But what that's done is, you know, when no one's inside those offices and no one's inside the warehouses, you know, the lights are off. It acts on movement. And that's something that, you know, we've certainly done on the majority, I'm not saying all of our branches, but certainly the majority of our larger sites have all had the LED lighting installed. So that is something that we're very aware of as well. And, you know, even we work very close with our vendors and our suppliers and around packaging, you know, and how the, you know, their extrusion and how it's packed, how it comes into our branches and how much packaging is on those as well, and how they come on a timber crate. And we've reduced, you know, how much timber crates we bring into the business today and how much plastic we have, because ultimately the more we had of that, the more rubbish we were putting in the recycling bins. And ultimately at the end of the road, the customers were also experiencing a heavy, you know, a case full of, you know, cardboard and a lot of wrapping around that protection internally, externally. And it was just building up just way too much, Branko.
You said LED lights. That's actually kind of fascinating. So, in fact, I did the first person in the industry that has told me that they've stuck LED lights in their industrial site, which is amazing, really, because I know that the technology's been around for a long time. Shouldn't that also be a saving in electricity costs?
Yes, 100%. Yep, that's one thing. That's one of the reasons. Yeah, not the only reason, but one of the major reasons we did it for was to save and cut some costs in the business. And but certainly, you know, from a eco-friendly point of view, it was smarter for us to be able to do that as well. But in some of our bigger branches too, we have in-house powder coat lines as well, where we offer that service to our customers, where we can powder coat extrusion, you know, up to 6.5 meter lengths. And often we'll do a large project that might be, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 ton of material. But we used to use a process in our powder coating for our pre-treatment of our extrusion to get all the dust off it and get all the chemicals off. We used to use a chromate. Yeah, and the chromate probably wasn't. It was a very hazardous product, but certainly what it did, it was more of a. It was like an adhesive for our powder coat to stick onto the aluminium extrusion. But what we found with that is that it certainly wasn't very eco-friendly, and it certainly wasn't very friendly towards the guys using it in their warehouse. So we moved away from chromate and went to what we call Oxylan, which is a very eco-friendly product, and it's what they use for all cars these days and all the pre-treatment for motor cars and on the construction industry. So it certainly is, and it doesn't require any acid type cleaning, and certainly far eco-friendly.
You said also packaging. That's a subject that keeps coming up, and especially in the build industry, but not just, obviously, in the electronics industry too, and a whole host of other industries where the amount of packaging is actually insane. In fact, I believe somewhere I read, and these figures might be old, I think the built industry contributes almost a quarter of all landfill in Australia. And the packaging industry is not that far behind either. Do you see a time when companies such as yours can actually lower the amount of packaging they use?
The way our warehouses are sort of... I suppose situated and structured at the moment is that we're looking at ways we can reduce packaging in our warehouse and how we send the end product out to our consumer. You know, aluminium's, if it's powder coated or not, is a substance that can scratch easily at times. So therefore, packaging is very, very important because obviously, you know, we're delivering these extrusions and hardware items and on the back of a heavy rigid truck. So therefore, traveling sometimes up to, you know, 150 to 200 kilometres away, depending on where we're going on a daily basis. And but we certainly are looking at ways we can cut back our packaging because we already know it's an issue. We already know that it's the forefront of our thought about how we can reduce our packaging. But yeah, to what degree, we're still working through that.
Established way back in 1974, Alspec is one of Australia's leading aluminium system suppliers with 14 locations and nearly 600 staff across this great big country. Specialising in the design, testing and supply of commercial windows and doors, Alspec continued to develop innovative and advanced systems that lead the industry in terms of performance. With design, testing and supply and a service offering that is simply second to none, Alspec has become the leading partner for both systems fabricators and the wider architectural community alike. So for more information, go to www.alspec.com.au. I guess one of those ways that you can stay one step ahead. I mean, what are some of the ways that you approach innovation and how has that resulted in some wins?
Certainly, you know, we believe as a company that, you know, we go outside the box when it comes to innovation. And certainly, you know, our markets are consistently changing, Branko. And it's a massive challenge for our R&D department to, as a team, is, you know, as we don't want to just stay with the the status quo of what's happening today. And, you know, one of our, we were only discussing this, you know, going back before Christmas, we talked about our, we sort of revisited our aspect vision statement and our values in the business. And one of our vision statements is that, you know, create a future where we want to be in every space. And I suppose talking about innovation, you know, over the years, Auspect's, you know, done that particularly well when it comes to, you know, if you look at and what that means, I suppose, you know, create a future where we're in everyone's space is that we've created systems, you know, architectural systems and high-end residential window and commercial systems that go into your living rooms and your home. We've got, you know, sliding doors and stackers and bifold doors that go into your dining room areas. And we've, you know, the front and back doors have that stainless steel, you know, security systems with 3-point locking systems front and back and for the windows as well. We've got, you know, wardrobes and in the bathrooms. We've got shower screens through, you know, through our, through the bathrooms and in the balconies, we've got balustrading systems. And, you know, we look at that and that's probably something, you know, from innovation point of view that we are consistently trying to upgrade those systems. You talk about, you know, upgrade, you know, do we need to sort of continue on and making sure, yeah, we design something and then we look at it in 6 months' time or 12 months' time, we get it in the market, we have a look how it's gone, and we just don't stand still when it comes to innovation. We have to think about, okay, that's a good system, that's worked here, but it hasn't quite worked here. And that's been really, really important to us that we're, forever in innovation.
Yeah. So, I want to ask you earlier, so exactly how many people do you actually have in Australia?
Well, we employ around about 575 staff.
Okay.
In Australia, and obviously, you know, like I said, having branches in every state, plus up in Cairns and Townsville and Darwin and right through to Bundaberg as well. And, yeah, it's a significant number, and certainly some of those larger numbers are in the big three states, like obviously in Queensland, Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah, the reason I ask that is because I what you mentioned earlier, you said about, you know, looking at different areas. Now, you're in quite a few areas, I've noticed. I mean, you seem to, you know, have, you know, your fingers all over the place. But are there any industries that you'd like to be that you're not currently in?
Yeah, definitely. You know, part of my job role is new business and looking at, you know, special projects and opportunities, and I can assure you that Auspect is a company that certainly won't be going down the path of complete distribution, you know, to our customers. We're looking at, you know, many different other avenues and acquisitions, and certainly other businesses that suit what we do, and certainly they're very similar to what we do, but we're certainly not standing still in that area. Without letting too much out of the bag, Branko, there's many things that are happening in today.
Fair enough.
I think you'll see a different Auspect company, what we've seen the first sort of, you know, 45 plus years that we've been going for. What we see in the next 20 will be, yeah, slightly left centre.
Speaking of which, there is actually, I hear there's an opening for vaccine manufacturers in Australia if you've got a few quid to throw around. I was going to say, on that point, so I know you can't give too much away, obviously, for obvious reasons, but what are some of the new things and some of the new, you know, ideas that you got, that Auspect is looking at and you guys are thinking of tackling that you can actually talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, yeah, from our Auspect's, you know, one of the leading companies when it comes to the supply of, you know, the high-end residential and commercial markets. And certainly, you know, part of that is, you know, we're releasing the upgrade to one of our heavy-duty sliding doors that's basically going to be thermally broken. And that's a very significant, I suppose, you know, upgrade to where we come from. You know, we're very large and double glazing a lot of our systems, but certainly from a thermally broken point of view, which we have a thermally broken framing system, commercial framing system, but what we certainly do add to that is a sliding door, and that's something that we can say that we'll have that, you know, pretty much released in the very near future, the next, say, 3 or 4 months, which is very exciting because that opens up a lot of different opportunities for us in the high-end residential and high-end commercial markets. And it certainly offers our fabricators along with builders a product that's going to be certainly an impressive one to work with. And it's, you know, because the whole idea with, you know, you can offer many sliding doors, but you know, these days people and the end consumer are looking for a wider openings and bigger windows and doors. Right? No one's looking for your standard, you know, even the look at the bifold door these days, which is a very good door, the bifold door, but people want to open up big stack of doors. They want to be able to open one door, open another door, and another door, and expand that, you know, to 8-10 meters wide, and then have that as another open room for it to entertain. And especially, you know, Australians love outdoor entertaining, and that's something that, you know, we this door will certainly do and offer. But yeah, we've also got, you know, like I said before, Auspex, you know, very keen to open up, you know, significant more operations around the country. It's no secret the fact that our business wants to expand into some more regional areas throughout Australia. You know, we've got very large branches in the big states, but they're also, we have such a huge customer base around the country that, you know, we really want to focus on some of these regional areas that we do deliver to now by some of the big states, but we want to be able to maybe open up some small operations through those region areas and support our local, our regional customers, and you know, to make sure that they're getting the service on a daily basis and for what they deserve to get. So we certainly are looking to expand Auspex in terms of some of those regional operations right throughout Australia. We're about to have a grand opening of a very exciting new test rig that we've built here in Queensland. And that's very exciting for us. And it's no secret, I think most people know it's happening, but we've opened up a company called OmniTest, and really, you know, that's at the absolute forefront of testing, basically for any window and door systems, for any high-rise. You know, we're installing an AS4284 curtain wall test rig, which will put us in a space, you know, like no other. I mean, no other company today has got one of those sitting in one of their sheds. It'll be able to test a, you know, 30 or 40 story high-rise apartment to go up in the city in anywhere in Australia. You know, we'll have a cyclonic test rig in there. We've got an acoustic test rig going in there as well, which is all, you know, set to Australian standards again. We've got an impact cannon test in there for our security doors to make sure that they also pass the Australian standard 1170 test. And we've also got, you know, the standard Australian standard structural test in there, which is AS2047. So that in itself is the state-of-the-art testing rig facility here in Australia, which is based here in Queensland. So that is something very, very exciting for our business and something that we can, you know, be very proud of, because it's something that then just, again, it goes on to offer to our client base, to the builders out there, and certainly anyone wants anything tested to the Australian standards, we, as a company, we're going to be able to offer that to those guys.
Okay, that's actually quite fascinating. So, I mean, again, testing and standards is now become a very common subject across a lot of areas, in daily life. So are you saying that a company will be able to test, will be set up to test not only Auspex product, but also other products as well?
Yeah. So we're going to, it's a situation where, you know, it doesn't matter what company, if it's a timber door company out there that wants to get some acoustic, you know, testing done on their door seals or acoustic testing on any part of their doors, they can certainly bring it in. I mean, it's a separate business. It's got nothing to do with Auspex in terms of it's a wholly and sole business that stands alone. But and certainly, and anyone who wants to bring in any products to be tested from a Australian standard point of view, from acoustic or cyclonic testing or impact testing or anything like that, you know, they certainly can make a booking with us, and they'll have their products tested, and they're the only people, along with the people that utilise a test rig, will be inside that test rig, and there'll be no one else able to come through there. It's a very professional setup.
Okay, so that's to Australian standards. Are there any other standards that adhere to, like NATA or anything like that?
Yeah, well, that's basically what I'm saying, is that it'd be NATA tested, right. NATA approved. What normally happens there, Branko, is that we will do the testing to Australian standards, and then NATA will come in and, you know, have a look at it, have a look at the reports, have a look at the testing that's been done, and then certify that to the NADA will certify the actual the test report.
So ALSPEC over 22 years has changed a fair bit, you know, from doing pool, you know, what are those things called? Pool scoopers or
Telescopic pool handles.
Telescopic pool handles to now basically they're testing everyone's aluminium window and door frames, which is interesting. ALSPEC has changed over 20 years, but how has Richard Harrison changed, or how has ALSPEC changed Richard Harrison over these 22 years in terms of what you do and how you see things?
It is a great question again, mate. When I started this company in 98, there was already a great core of people that were here in the business at that time. And I learned from some incredibly talented people in the industry who knew a lot more than I ever did. And I've been very blessed to have a couple of good mentors through my time, you know, particularly a couple of guys that come to mind. And but I think I'm the thing that I am, I'm as passionate today, Branko, about our business as I was when I started back 22 years ago. I come to work still excited about my job. I come to work knowing that ALSPEC, you know, really started as a home improvement type business, you know, that serviced the security door market, it serviced the engineering shops, and it serviced the boat builders. That, you know, it started servicing guys making, you know, pontoons to, and then we ventured into what we call the, you know, the high-end residential commercial heavy-duty market. And, you know, we weren't in that business going back probably, you know, 16, 7 years ago. But we saw, you know, a vision. We had some great people in that business. And I think what it's involved into is, like I said, we're the leading aluminium distribution company in Australia today when it comes to the high-end residential commercial systems. And we're very proud of that. And what's come with that is that, you know, we've ventured into hardware. You know, going back 12, 14 years ago, we weren't even selling hardware. And now it's a significantly, you know, huge part of our business today. And, you know, we've packaged up everything. And like I said before, we haven't just stood still. You know, we've watched, you know, I'm not being, you know, sarcastic when I say, but I've watched competitors over the years stand still with a lot of their systems and not invested in R&D and haven't invested in a estimation software package and haven't invested in their people, haven't invested in their systems. And you just can't do that in the aluminium industry when it comes to windows and doors. And you need to keep moving the times. And you know, I'm pretty proud to say that, you know, being part of ALSPEC for my time and the people prior to me, they've done a wonderful job. And what I'd like to see in the next, you know, 22 years when I'm gone is that this legacy continues and the people are as passionate as what I am, and certainly the people that are here today. That there's 575 staff, as we mentioned before, Branko, and you know, I think, you know, all of those people are as passionate as I am about how we go about what we do at ALSPEC. And we are still one big family. We're a privately owned company, and that's the most, I think, the greatest thing about us is that, you know, we believe in what we do.
Something tells me, Richard, you've got at least another 22 more years left in you over at ALSPEC. Thank you very much for your time. Richard Harrison, National Business and Development and Special Projects Manager at ALSPEC. Thank you very much for being with us here at Talking Architecture and Design.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate you giving us the time and appreciate all the time that you've given us, and look forward to speaking to you next time.
You've been listening to Talking Architecture and Design. Until next time, goodbye.
I'm Branko Miletic. Thanks for listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. The A&D Network proudly presents the Sustainability Awards, now in their 14th year. You can find more information at sustainablebuildingawards.com.au.